The pills are potassium iodide, and health officials say if there were some kind of nuclear meltdown and a scattering of radiation outside the plants, the pills could help nearby residents avoid getting thyroid cancer. The health department says evacuation would remain the top priority, but the pills could be a backup. Anti-nuclear activists are backing the idea. Harvey Wasserman is one of Ohio's most outspoken.
It's not as good a remedy as shutting the nuclear plants altogether, but it does have a potentially beneficial effect, and it does at least represent an acknowledgement by health officials that there is a problem, which is certainly a long overdue acknowledgement.
Potassium iodide pills have been around for 10 years, but they've been reserved for emergency workers. Under this new proposal, the pills would be available for the first time to everyone living within 10 miles of the nuclear plants. That's more than 275,000 people. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.